from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
10th play of the Chiefs drive is 1st and 10 after the penalty at the Raven 19 near hash. Mahomes to throw against a 4-man rush. Fires it near side to Kelce. Comes back to the ball and hauls it in. Touchdown! Kansas City! Patrick Mahomes absolutely took duct tape and just wrapped the ball around the waist of Travis Kelce for a 19-yard touchdown.
Jackson, quick snap again. She's trying to push the pocket. Jackson throws deep middle for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted in the end zone! Intercepted by Deion Bush! Back-to-back turnovers in the end zone by the Baltimore Ravens! Deion Bush with the interception. The old Wiley special teams dude gets a pick, and Jackson makes a mistake throwing into the teeth of the Chiefs coverage.
Flowers sprints out to the near side. Sneed's on him. Shotgun position as they now shift. And they've got a wide receiver, Aguilar, tight to the right side. Back to throw is Lamar Jackson. Over the middle, caught by Zay Flowers, and lunges for the end zone. They're going to say the ball's out. They're going to say the ball is out in the end zone. The Chiefs think they have the ball in the end zone. No official has been given yet. They're going to say a touchback. The Chiefs recover the ball in the end zone. Zay Flowers caught the ball and fumbles the ball
running
into the end zone.
The runner fumbles short of the goal line. Recovered in the end zone by Kansas City
has a touchback. Zay Flowers hit short of the end zone and fumbles the ball.
By God, if you're not ready for tonight, I can't help you.
I wish he would have said touchback Kansas City on that one.
At that point, that man could have said whatever the hell he wanted to.
Oh, my gosh. That was so good.
Welcome to the show today. Welcome to 6 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't give a rip what time it is. It's game day, baby. And it's all here, all today. Black and white, green and yellow, red and yellow. It doesn't matter. Chiefs-Ravens opening night of football starts tonight, and it starts this morning on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Leggett, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. Boys, I told you I was going to get here. I waited Tuesday. I paused on Wednesday. I didn't sleep last night. I just watched highlights. I just listened to Mitch Holtis instead of listening to Zach Bryan. I listened to highlights of Mitch instead of listening to songs by Bruce. And by God, I'm here today. I've duct taped it to my leg.
Did you?
I'm ready to go. I'm revved up, thirsty, and ready to drown. God, let's go, boys. I don't know about you, but I'm shaking, and it's not because of the coffee.
I'm ready to roll. It's time. Like, we've been waiting so long for the opportunity to go back out there and show the rest of the NFL world what we've been talking about for so many months here in Kansas City. And just talking to some people again yesterday about what to expect. Expect an aerial attack tonight. Expect balls to be thrown in the air deep yards down the field and a lot of touchdowns for the Kansas City Chiefs, because at the end of this game, it's just not going to be people here in Kansas City excited. It's going to be the entire national media going, the Chiefs are back, baby, and they're back with a vengeance, and they're back with an offense that we haven't seen in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years maybe here in Kansas City. They're about to unleash some effing pain on the rest of the NFL, and what it's going to do for 3 days is going to make the rest of the NFL look at Kansas City and go, son of a gun, they've got it better than they've ever had it before, and this team is going to go out there tonight, make make everybody proud, everybody smile, everybody in Kansas City get fired up, and the rest of the NFL world's going to look at us and go, damn, man, we don't stand a chance against these guys, because I think they are ready to go. I think they've got payback on their mind. It's so bizarre that we're sitting here talking about a team getting ready to win their third consecutive Super Bowl, and we're talking about they have payback on their mind. But that's where it's been since this offseason started. It's all about correcting the ills from last year. It's all about Patrick Mahomes feeling better about what they're doing out there, and it's all about winning that third Super Bowl while embarrassing the rest of the NFL along the way, man. It's going to be phenomenal.
That being said, let's get into the Royals' win last night. I'm kidding. We'll get into that a little bit later. I'm going to be on one
finally
today.
Finally, they got a win. I mean, hey, it took a week, but they finally got one. Big one last night. And, hey, they stemmed the tide, though.
That's right.
I mean, they stemmed the tide. You got a 7 or 8 game losing streak, whatever it was, and you gained ground.
That's right.
You stemmed the tide, and that was a big win last night for the Royals. Tommy Pham already paying dividends by J.J. Pecola with that big home run last night. And then Seth Lugo being the veteran that he is, nutting it up out there and going out there and just dominating the Cleveland Indians. I like that game last night. That's a big one going into an off day, going into the Chiefs season, because had they lost that one last night, I don't know how many people were talking about the Royals on Friday morning getting ready for a big series against the Twins. But now you feel like the Royals are back, baby. One game can do that to you.
And not only that, Fesco said that there was foreshadowing last night's game because the home plate umpire's name was Derek Thomas.
Derek Thomas was the home plate umpire last night. Yeah, that's the one part of the game that I was in and out a lot last night. A lot of stuff going on in life yesterday, and I kept hearing the umpire. They kept talking about the umpire, Derek Thomas. No matter what broadcast I was listening to or watching or whatever the case may be, whether it was Cleveland or Kansas City, they kept talking about this umpire,
right,
Derek Thomas, umpiring last night in Kansas City the night before the Chiefs go for a three-peat. And I thought to myself, it's over right here. Like, if there's any more foreshadowing, goosebump type of moments, anything that you need to see from the heavens above, freaking Derek Thomas was umpiring behind home plate last night on the eve of the beginning of a three-peat in Kansas City. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
No doubt about it. It's a special season that starts tonight, and it starts with the rematch of the AFC Championship game. And this is so much better than what we all thought it was going to be. I don't know what camp you were in. Schedule release.
I can't say the name on the air. I don't think it's allowed.
Okay. I've already been corrected. It was the first base umpire. Sorry.
I thought it was, who the hell cares? I mean, seriously, you're texting the show that this morning about what umpire was umpiring what base.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
But look, a lot of people thought it was going to be Houston and C.J. Stroud because they fit the narrative of last year. Detroit was the up-and-coming team with a lot of promise on that season. Chiefs opened up with Detroit. A lot of people thought it was going to be C.J. Stroud and Houston, Texas come, you know, roaring into Kansas City to see what it's like to be at the top. No. Mm-mm. Then some people, myself included, said, why wouldn't it be Cincinnati? We got missed on Joe Burrow versus Patrick Mahomes last year. We got missed on the matchup that should have been. And they said, nah, that doesn't have the same ring to it.
No.
So they went and they found frickin' Baltimore and said, you were all wrong, and now you're all happy to be wrong, and you get a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game that was, oh, well, Patrick Mahomes, he's got to go on the road again. Oh, shucks.
And he's undefeated on the road in the playoffs, last I checked, right?
Yeah, 2-0.
Yeah.
Unless you count Super Bowls.
Right.
Then he's not undefeated.
Then he's not. But that's neutral site.
That's neutral.
Well, I guess that technically was a road game in front of cardboard fans.
Definitely.
That year. But no, but that was a neutral
site. It was
a home
game for Tom Brady. Yeah. Weird.
Yes.
Final Super Bowl. Weird.
Yeah.
Bizarre. Anyways.
Script?
But this is not only a great way to kick off football for the entire nation that loves the NFL, it's a great way to kick off football for so many reasons here in Kansas City. One, it's a home game with the unveiling of the Super Bowl banner, which will happen at 7:09. It's the new arrival of a new revamped offense. Uh-huh. It's another year of seeing what your GM did to patch up what was last year, which was an 11-6 record that still ended with confetti and a Lombardi trophy. And now you get the MVP of last year coming into the MVP's house of the previous year. And Patrick Mahomes gets to be there on the field with everybody there. Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Taylor Swift, Hollywood times two for another season. And Baltimore gets to see what they missed out on. But not only that, Baltimore is going to go into this game to start it off focused on what was last year's missed opportunity in the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs will be doing the complete opposite, going into this game thinking about nothing but a three-peat, and that's the beautiful thing that you love to see.
Well, Baltimore's going in there thinking about last year's game we've already won, because you got to let that go if you're an opponent. So if they're still thinking about last year's game, which, God, I hope they are, This is going to be an easy win for the Kansas City Chiefs, because you spend too much time focused on the past. You're not focused on what's in front of you, and that's going out there and trying to win a football game. I don't think Derrick Henry makes all that big a difference for Baltimore. I mean, the guy's 30 now. I mean, he's over that kind of that
I thought he was like 35.
I thought he was earlier. We were talking about it off the air a little bit. I thought he was a lot older than 30 myself.
I looked up last night. I was like, Derrick Henry, 30?
He's insane. He's one of those guys, though, that, like, you know, you see, like, we saw him on the streets of Miami during the Super Bowl week.
Sticks out like a sore thumb.
I mean, you're like, oh, my God, I do not want to tackle that gentleman. That was right after Frank Clark said, you know, we're going to hold this guy down, and they held him the 69 yards, right, in that championship game, right? Nice. And we saw him in Miami. We're like, oh, my God, how does anybody tackle this gentleman? He's so big. But he's also now 30 years old. The time has gotten to him. I don't think he's going to be a big difference maker for Baltimore in this game tonight. And so I just think this is all about the Chiefs, man. Like, they are as dialed in as an organization, I think, as they've ever been to try to do anything before. And when you have a dialed in Patrick Mahomes and a dialed in Andy Reid and a dialed in organization like they are right now, that's scary for everybody else around the NFL. Not that they weren't dialed in, but they are really dialed in and laser focused and ready to go out there and win this third straight Super Bowl and really show everybody that last year's offensive performance was just a blip on the radar. It wasn't a real offensive performance. That's not what Patrick Mahomes is all about. And I think he really does hate wearing last year's offensive performance, even though it turned into a Super Bowl win. And so that's why I think there are so many things out there that this organization is playing for, to get that respect back, to get everybody believing that they're good, and to show the rest of the NFL, hey, man, it all still goes through Kansas City. And it begins tonight. And I don't care if you're the Ravens or you're the Texans or you're the Packers or you're the Lions or you're any team like that. You got to find a way to do it against Kansas City. And if you don't do it against Kansas City, you ain't doing it against anybody, because it doesn't matter. Unless you beat the Chiefs, your games don't matter. Your wins don't matter. It has to be against Kansas City, and they're wearing that this year. And I'm telling you what, man, I just feel so good about this season being one of the best, if not the best, we've ever seen in Chiefs history.
That's right.
Boom.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go. That's right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.